Trump 2020 campaign plan to hold battleground states with message of thriving economy. By Michael Patrick Leahy on May 6, 2019. Trump campaign spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany told Breitbart's Washington editor Matt Boyle on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday that the president's re-election team will hold down the key battleground states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania in 2020 by clearly articulating the Trump administration's accomplishments in creating a thriving economy. That message, she noted, will resonate with voters who have seen the return of a half a million manufacturing jobs, a consequence of the Trump administration's economic policies. Polls, she added, show that residents of red states embrace capitalism and reject socialism pushed by leftists driving the Democratic Party's agenda. With the economy doing well, McEnany noted, immigration is poised to become a top issue in the 2020 presidential election campaign. Yesterday there was a poll out of Harvard/Harris showing that 56% of voters say we have a crisis on the southern border. Now that you have the vast majority of Americans saying there's a crisis on the border, and meanwhile you have Democrats saying abolish ICE, tear down the wall, decriminalize border crossing, all of a sudden I think that immigration is going to rise up to be an issue of incredible importance now that the economy is well, McEnany said. It does show, in political history, when the economy is doing well, people tend to take it for granted and other issues tend to rise to the top in importance. And I think immigration will be among them, she added. Breitbart's Boyle asked McEnany about the Democrats' efforts to win back some states that have traditionally and recently voted Republican. We're seeing a pretty concerted effort by people on the left, through a variety of different means, but one of the big things is this whole hashtag red for red thing, where they're using teachers' unions to try to turn red states purple, or turn purple states blue, Hose Boyle said. As Breitbart News reported in February, this teachers' union effort, called hashtag red for red, has its roots in the very same socialism that President Trump vowed in his 2019 State of the Union address to stop. And it began in its current form in early 2018 in a far-flung corner of the country before spreading nationally. Its stated goals, higher teacher pay and better education conditions, are overshadowed by a more malevolent political agenda, a leftist Democrat uprising designed to flip purple or red states to blue, using the might of a significant part of the education system as its lever. What is the Trump campaign doing to fight back against this? I saw some reports out there that there's an effort by the campaign to shore up Arizona and make sure that the Democrats don't get that one. I know we had on last week the Texas GOP chairman. He talked about efforts that he is doing in the state of Texas to make sure that Texas stays strong for President Trump and for Republicans in the future. What are some of the things that you guys are doing to hold off this rising tide of leftists in their efforts to try and sneak into these purple and red states and flip them? He asked McEnany. First of all, I would say, good luck, McEnany responded. They're talking about states like South Carolina and Kentucky that you mentioned. Best of luck. Please, please, Democrats, put all of your resources into those states, we beg you, she continued, adding. President Trump has a solid grip on these red states. Of course there are ones that we poll, and if we see polling that falls anywhere near a close metric, we are in that state and we're fighting for it. The red states are really not our main concern, because the red states, the ones that have traditionally been Republican, are going for President Trump. His strongest own party approval rating is 93%, so we know the base will turn out in those states. Now, red states that were not always Republican states, that were Trump states, I call them, like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, those were won by a combined 77,000 votes, so they're a different story. We obviously have to take our message to union workers there, telling them about the return of manufacturing. We don't even have to tell them so much, because they see it with a return of half a million manufacturing jobs, McEnany pointed out. But nevertheless, we'll be taking the message there because the Trump states, to differentiate them from the red states or Republican states, are the ones we've got to make sure that we hold down and expand into new territory, like Minnesota, New Mexico, and elsewhere, she continued. Boyle asked about the impact of the hashtag Red for Red movement in some of the more traditionally Republican states, particularly with regards to these leftist movements. The hashtag Red for Red thing seems particularly interesting. In Arizona, we did see the Democrats take a Senate seat their last election, and that's where they're, the hashtag Red for Red movement, are kind of headquartered. It seems like they're pretty determined in a concerted effort. They think if they can break through in one or two of these places, it seems like we have to be on guard against these leftists, Boyle said. We are on guard, McEnany responded, adding. For us making a very articulate strong argument about this election. About what's at stake, about the very notion that our economic system, the heart of what makes this thriving economic system, is at stake. Making that argument, we believe, will hold down the red states that these leftists are trying to get, McEnany concluded. You can listen to the complete audio here.